from Baghdad, which we might call today Mission Accomplished Theme Park. Not to be flip, Bush said mission accomplished 5 years ago today, and so our takeaway question is, what phrase needs to be retired? 877-8-MY-TAKE is how you can call and leave your suggestion, or my take at thetakeaway.org. And here's a great response from Rick Rubin. Just wanted to mention contronyms, or words that have developed two opposite meanings over the years, like sanction or cleave. I love that. My favorite new meaning of a word is gay, which has morphed again from happy to homosexual, that we know, but he says it's now morphed to hopeless, as in, that's so gay. I think that's interesting.
No, that is. And Jamie Robinson is clearly listening to our show, because he writes, speaking of Cuba, economic embargo is a phrase that's got to go.
That's good. That's good.
And he's listening to us online.
Right, right. So, Vince, more from the English language. Outraged.
How could that go, and how does that meaning change? If you're outraged by something, it's offensive.
How often have people really been outraged, though? I mean, actually filled with rage. I just think it's overused.
Renee says, please banish the fact is, or the fact of the matter is. That it never is used to denote a fact. It's just trying to give an air of truthiness. Oh, that's, you know, now there's somebody who invented a word. That's Stephen Colbert, invented truthiness, right?
Oh, and here's Ed Bresky. He said, ugh, I'd love to never hear now more than ever.
Now
again,
more than ever.
It may have actually meant something in the first few months after 9/11, but just makes me cringe when I hear it now.
Now more than ever.
And how about at loose ends?
Yeah, we can get rid of that.
Does that still?
I don't really think so.
Carry any profound, or how about beyond the pale? I guess this goes along with your outrage notion, Vincent.
Exactly.
That's too much.
I want to know when someone is actually outraged.